Caught me singing to myself. No, you don't disturb me. Come. Come closer. Sit by the fire. Do not let shyness stop you from warmth. Are you part of the crew by the beach? No? Well, you are a stranger, aren't you? That much is true. But we tend to treat strangers with kindness here in Welsh. Did you hear about that sailor's body that washed up on the shore? Somewhere in Cardiganshire. He was a stranger. And us Welsh are always ready to help. And a collection was made so that he could be buried. And on the day of the funeral, the clergyman was taken ill, and no one was there to take the service. They didn't know what to do. But one of the deacons said to the carpenter, "You're a man from a faraway land. If the clergyman were here, you'd be no better off. Lie here now with our forefathers. When they rise up, you rise up too. Anyway, it's a long time till dawn. Why not share some time with me? Share some stories. Then we will be strangers no longer. There's an old rhyme. It goes like this. I'll tell you a story. An old mare grazing. I'll tell you a second. An old mare made destitute. I'll tell you a third. An old mare at the fair. I'll tell you a fourth. An old mare running. I'll tell you a fifth. An old mare who's broken wind. I'll tell you a sixth. An old mare farting. I'll tell you a seventh. An old mare at work. I'll tell you an eighth. An old mare burdened down. I'll tell you a ninth. An old mare in the dirt. I'll tell you a tenth. An old mare running. I can't remember where I learnt that rhyme. Would you like some wine? It isn't the best, but it will warm you on this cold night. Oh, don't worry about that. I don't mind sharing. You don't have to pay me. That reminds me of a story of these three lads, all eager to have a bit of fun, as lads often are. Not one of them had a single penny. But still, they went to the tavern and called for 3 pints of beer. "I shall pay," said one. "No, no, no," said another. "No, no," said the third. Oh, well, bring another pint for each one of us, said one of them, and we'll settle who is to pay. And the old innkeeper brought them a pint. I'm paying, said one. No, no, said another. No, I haven't seen you for so long, said the other. I will pay. Well, we'll put a mask on the man of the house, and the first one he puts his hand on, he shall pay. And so it was. They put a mask on the old man. The three slipped out, and there was the old man patrolling the room back and fore. What are you doing? Asked his wife. Go away, said the old man. No, if you're looking for the lads, they left long ago. The old man, feeling foolish, took off his mask. They've cheated me, the scoundrels, he said. Now, the old innkeeper was going to a town quite far away the next day. And he went. And who should he meet? But one of the three. Goodness me, he said. Have you seen the other two? No, said the old innkeeper. Oh, I'd better pay you. Can you change me a cheque for £5? No, I can't, said the innkeeper. Well, can we meet at my cousin's shop? He's a chemist over there. I can change it with my cousin straight away. So the innkeeper went with him to the chemist's. And he told the old innkeeper to stay by the door for a minute while he spoke to his cousin. I have a man outside with the old disease, said the boy to the chemist. He's too shy. He's in terrible trouble. Some have been trying to help him, he said, but he can't take his trousers off. I don't know whether you can. He's got plenty of money. He'll pay well. Oh, he won't be any trouble, said the chemist. Send him in. And the lad went out to the innkeeper. My cousin has the change over there, he said. He wants to see you. I think he says he knows you. Oh, said the old innkeeper. And in he went. Oh, you're the man, said the chemist. Come on, come into this room, the back room here. I'll come to you in a short while. So the innkeeper goes in and says, you've had it rather badly, haven't you? Says the chemist. Oh, the lads were only having some fun, said the innkeeper. No, you've had it rather badly, they said. Take off your trousers. What do you mean, man? Said the old innkeeper. None of your nonsense, said the chemist, who was getting very, very angry by this. Take off your trousers. And my word, they began to fight. But the chemist was quite a bit stronger than the innkeeper. And he pulled off his trousers. And the innkeeper fled without his trousers and into the middle of the street. And people were flocking around laughing. And a policeman came and took him to the lock-up. And would not listen to his story. He even went to court. He had to pay quite a lot. Don't know how much the fine was either. He sent for his wife to bring him money so that he could go home. So let me tell you, this drink is free.